Thank you for everyone being here. I'm happy to talk to you about the relationship between drug use and a drug testing policy in a military population, specifically the Army in my case. I want to flash this across the screen and also state that I do not have any financial relationships that may impact the research I'm showing you here today. Okay, so the evolution of drug testing in the military began in 1974 when the DoD began its random drug testing program. At the time, 42% of soldiers were self-identifying as drug users, and the program was really meant to identify soldiers for treatment. So at this time, there's no punishment associated with the program, and an evaluation later found that it did not, in fact, deter drug use. So actually, this should say 1981, the DoD implemented administrative separation for soldiers testing positive for illicit drugs. An administrative separation means that a soldier is effectively fired from their position. It doesn't necessarily mean that the soldier, at least in the Army's case, leaves the military. They can get demoted through rank, but they oftentimes do leave, and they don't always leave with dishonorable discharge. They can leave with honorable discharge. So in 1988, a health risk behavior survey found that less than 5% of soldiers use illicit drugs, so this is a 37% drop from the 1970s. And oftentimes, military officials attribute this specifically to their drug testing program. So in 2002, the Assistant Secretary of Defense mandated that soldiers receive 100% random testing. And this policy is still in effect today. I'll talk to you about how the DoD recommends implementing this, and also how the Army recommends implementing this in a couple of slides. So to understand the Army's drug testing program, it's important to understand the command structure. So down at the bottom of the screen, you see companies, and the company is made up of 100 to 200 soldiers. In my case, we had on average 100 soldiers in each company. Companies are often referred to as units. You'll hear me talk a lot about the unit end strength, and the unit end strength just simply means the total number of soldiers assigned to that unit at the time. So the Army regulation also refers to battalion end strength, and battalions are made up of 3 to 5 units, and that comes out to about 500 soldiers. So the drug testing program is implemented by company commanders or unit commanders. And that implementation is done by lieutenant colonels, and that has some impact in the implementation of the program. So I'm titling this slide Military Drug Testing Recommendations, and it's really important that I highlight that these are recommendations because, like I said, the unit commander is in charge of implementing the program, and they're in charge of implementing all programs for their specific mission. So drug testing is not always the highest priority for that mission, so they oftentimes do not carry it out in the way that it's meant to be carried out. So the DoD does have certain recommendations for the implementation of the drug testing program. They recommend testing at least 3 to 4% of the unit's end strength 4 to 6 times per month. The Army's regulation or recommendations for drug testing are slightly different. They recommend testing 4 to 5% of the battalion end strength weekly. So the DoD's recommendations end up recommending testing for a little over 200% of the unit end strength, and the Army regulation recommends testing a little less than 200% of the end strength annually. So these are both recommendations for annual testing. So the purpose of my study was and the goal really was to provide evidence-based recommendations for the Army's drug testing program. And to do this, they measured the correlative strength of drug testing methods and the incidence of drug positives within a unit. I pulled from two different data sources. So I looked at the Defense Management Data Center data, and that's DMDC, and also the Drug and Alcohol Management Information System, DAMIS. So through DMDC, I started off with just over 11,000 units, and I pared that down to 6,015, and this is based on an exclusion criteria or inclusion criteria that the DOD uses. So they, whenever they're doing an analysis on drug testing, they only look at units who contain 15 or more soldiers. I then combine that with the DAMIS data, which includes all data about drug testing. And I was specifically looking at the units who actually carried out some form of drug testing. I ended up looking at a total of 5,278 total units. So in my sample size, I have 5,270 total units who conducted drug testing in 12 months, in the 12 months of 2014. So to do the analysis, I use statistical analysis software using the GenMode function, and I found that a negative binomial distribution was the best representation for my data. My dependent variable was the number of drug positives within a unit, and I had 7 independent variables. So I'm looking at the total proportion of soldiers randomly tested within a unit, and this is all data from 2014. I also looked at the total number of soldiers randomly tested within a unit, and I suspected there was some interaction between the proportion and total numbers of soldiers randomly tested. I also looked at supplementary drug testing methods to the random drug testing. So I'm looking at the probable cause drug tests. So these are drug tests that are carried out by a commander when they find evidence of drug use. So that may be finding drug paraphernalia in the barracks. I also looked at the total number of inspection unit drug tests within a unit. So an inspection other drug test. Inspection other drug test is a scheduled drug test. So a commander may schedule a drug test after a long holiday weekend. I then looked at total number of competence for duty drug tests, and these are drug tests that a commander may order if a soldier appears to work as if they may be under the influence of drugs. I also grouped different units based on whether or not they conducted at least one inspection unit and also randomly tested 100% of the end strength. So an inspection unit drug test is when a commander orders that the entire unit participate in a drug test on one day. So they may shuttle 100 soldiers into the drug testing facility in one single day. And I also looked at the frequency of drug testing. So I'm looking at whether units carried out 3.5% of drug testing on their unit end strength, 43 weeks in 2014. So that ends up being about 3 to 4 drug testing events per month. So the results, some of the results are pretty obvious. So I find that there's a positive correlation between the total number of soldiers drug tested and drug positives. I also find that there's a positive correlation between the total proportion of soldiers drug tested and drug positives. These are all very obvious. This is indicative of detection. I then found that there's a negative correlation between high frequency of drug testing and drug positives, and a negative correlation between units who supplement their 100% drug testing with an inspection unit drug test, and a small negative correlation between units who carry out scheduled drug testing. So if you look at what this means in terms of the incident rate ratios, I'm plotting here the percent change in drug positives, and that's just the incident rate ratio, or IRR, as a function of the regression coefficient. And in the red, I'm showing you here that there's 58% greater drug positives in units who carry out random drug testing on 100% of their end strength. And again, this is really pretty obvious because this is indicative of detection. If a unit is carrying out random drug tests, then you can detect drug use. Then I'm also showing you that there is 52% lower drug positives when units randomly test at a frequency of 3.5% of their end strength 43 weeks annually. I also show that there's 38% lower drug positives when units randomly test 100% of their end strength and also supplement that random testing with at least one inspection unit drug test. and there's a small drop in drug positives when performing at least one designated or scheduled drug test. So I hesitate to say that these last three are indicative of deterrence because we're only looking at one piece of deterrence here, looking at detection. I don't have information from this correlation analysis about whether or not there's a certain kind of punishment associated with this. And with that, I think it's important to state that the next steps are really to perform a full evaluation of the drug testing program and to make sure that we carry out a randomized controlled design that will provide some sort of causal link between the policy and drug positives. And I just want to thank the Army Resiliency Directorate for helping me locate data and understand the drug testing structure, and also my team at the Public Health Assessment Program at the Army Public Health Center, Dr. Jackson and Dr. Bullock. So that's it.